First, the presidential election is less than 3 months away, and three swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, are still some of the most closely watched in the country. A new poll from UW-Madison's Elections Research Center and the Wisconsin State Journal surveyed 800 registered voters in each of those states, conducted between July 27th and August 6th, that asked people not only who they plan to vote for, but also how events like the coronavirus pandemic and protests against racial injustice affect their choices. Barry Burden is a political science professor at UW-Madison and director of the Elections Research Center. Barry, good to have you back with us.
Hey, good afternoon.
Before we look at some of the numbers, let's talk about the importance of these states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and why you're focusing on them.
Well, these are the three states that were the difference makers in 2016. All three of them were thought to be part of a kind of blue wall that would protect Democratic candidates in all subsequent elections. But all three, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, flipped to Trump in 2016. And by very small margins, the three states together only gave Trump a margin of 77,000 votes. But that ended up making the difference in his victory in the Electoral College.
All right, let's get to these new numbers you have from your survey. What do we see in the three states?
In the head-to-head matchup between Biden and Trump, if the election were today, Biden would be in a strong position in all three states. We have him up in Wisconsin, 49-43, so a 6-point margin among registered voters here. Up by a bigger margin in Pennsylvania, 50-41, so that's a 9-point lead. And in Michigan, a somewhat smaller lead at 47-43. So right now, Trump is behind in the three states that he really would like to win again in order to win again in 2020.
As you mentioned, you're talking about registered voters here. I understand you also asked, how likely are you to vote? What did you find when you looked at people who expressed the greatest willingness, the greatest certainty that they'd go to the polls?
Yeah, it is always a challenge to figure out exactly who will vote on election day. That makes election polling different than other kinds of surveys. And particularly in the pandemic, I think we have some uncertainty about who will be voting in November. So we asked only of those who said they were absolutely certain to vote in November what their vote breakdown would be. And in every case, Biden's margin over Trump was actually larger. So in Wisconsin, it went from 49-43 among just the registered voters to a bigger lead of 52-44, an 8-point lead. And in all three states, Biden had a clear majority of the vote, so at least 50% of the vote. Obviously puts him in a very strong position.
I know there's the usual asterisk. We're a few months out from the election. Things can change. But people might also be thinking, hey, wait a minute, what about 2016? So the national polls, they got the popular vote margin. They did pretty good. But in states like Wisconsin, the polls running up to the elections and the outcome, they looked a little different than each other. So how do you factor that in?
Well, we do need to let the fall campaign play out. And there are lots of things yet to happen, including debates, selection of Biden's running mate, the two conventions, and whatever happens with the pandemic and the economy. But I think there are two things that make us more confident about the polls this time around. One is that some of the liabilities of polls 4 years ago have been fixed. In particular, a number of surveys did not interview enough people with lower levels of education. They were skewed towards college graduates, and those voters were predominantly Clinton voters. And so there was an undersampling of Trump supporters. Most good survey houses now have explicitly controlled for that, and that happens in our survey as well. In all three of our states, we have an exact representation of the educational breakdown in each state, so that's not a concern this time around. The other difference this year is that the national polls and the state polls are telling the same story, and 4 years ago, they were not. The national polls were showing a small Clinton lead, which is where she ended up, so they were quite accurate, but the state polls, especially in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, were showing Clinton with bigger leads that didn't quite square with the national story, especially because these states are bellwether states that should be close to the national vote. This year around, everything is in agreement for the most part. National polls show Biden with a lead of 6 or 7 or 8 points, depending on the day and the poll. State polls are showing similar leads in these battlegrounds that are near the tipping point. So the consistency of those two levels of surveys and the durability, it's now been many weeks with these very sizable Biden leads, makes me more comfortable that Biden actually is ahead of Trump. Again, at this point, it's a snapshot. It's not election day. But where we are today, I think the polls should give you a high level of confidence about Trump's troubles at the moment.
Talking to Barry Burden, political science professor at UW-Madison and director of the Elections Research Center, about a new poll looking at three battleground states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, showing a lead for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in all three states. What has changed since that 2016 election? Do we know who is moving, inching over toward the Democratic side of the ticket or of the ballot this year?
Well, one important group are whites. And in Wisconsin, that is the bulk of the electorate. This is a pretty white state, and white voters, even small shifts in that group, can have big consequences for the election. Donald Trump won whites, if you believe the exit polls, by about 9 percentage points over Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin. And even in prior elections, typically the Republican, whether it's Mitt Romney or John McCain, would win the white vote in Wisconsin and then lose the non-white vote. But right now, our surveys are showing the white vote's very competitive. Whites are pretty evenly divided in Wisconsin and the other two states between Biden and Trump. And if that holds until Election Day, Trump will be in great trouble because he's sure to lose the black vote by a very large margin and the Hispanic and the other non-white votes by a sizable margin as well. So he is going to need to pull back some of those white voters who are now at least toying with the idea of voting for Joe Biden.
Let's get into some of the issues you asked voters about. One of them, the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and the president's handling of it. How did that factor into your results?
Well, we did ask people who they put the blame on for the spread of the virus. So not its origin, but why the pandemic was happening. And the largest number of voters fingered Donald Trump for that. It was about 40% thought that he was and his administration were primarily responsible. There was a sizable group that pointed to China as the culprit or to other public officials, maybe Congress, public health agencies like the CDC. But opinion about those was more divided. And I think the public was more focused on the administration and Donald Trump as being a key player in the spread of the virus. And that has clearly brought down his approval ratings, which were already not great. He had been underwater in this state and nationally for a while. And those ratings have lowered even further since about early April.
We've also seen, of course, a lot of protests about racial injustice over the last couple of months. You asked about that. What did you hear from voters?
We did. The survey asked the public whether they were satisfied or dissatisfied with how Trump has handled those protests. And in all three states, a majority said they were dissatisfied with his handling. Again, this is not opinions about the protests themselves, but about how Trump has responded. In particular, I think the sending of troops into Portland, Oregon, and the way that Lafayette Square was cleared for a promotional event there some weeks ago. The public is divided. They're not of one mind, but on balance, they are more unhappy than happy with how he has handled things.
I want to compare the three different states now. You write that Wisconsin, compared to Michigan and Pennsylvania, looks a little different in terms of the makeup of our electorate. What makes us special here?
Yeah, it's interesting. There are leads for Biden in all three states, but for different reasons. In Michigan and Pennsylvania, the lead is mainly because there are more Democrats there. And in all three states, Democrats are very unified in voting for Biden, Republicans equivalently unified in voting for Trump, but Democrats simply outnumber Republicans in those states. That's not true in Wisconsin, where Republicans and Democrats are basically equal in size. They balance one another remarkably well, and they are equally unified, so their votes sort of cancel out. And so the difference maker in Wisconsin are independents, who in our survey are going for Biden 54 to 37. So a pretty sizable margin of somewhere between 15 and 20 points on Biden's side. That's not what's happening in the other states where independents are more equally balanced. So there is maybe a different opportunity for Trump here. If he can win back some of those independents, it's going to be maybe more of a challenge for him in Michigan and Pennsylvania, where he would probably need to pull some Democrats over to his side.
Looking back at 2016 again, we saw a small but significant number of people go to third-party candidates. Do you have any sense, based on your polling or other information out there, on whether we're likely to see that again in 2020?
Well, it does look like there'll be some independent or third-party candidates on the ballot in Wisconsin. Right now, a very small percentage of people are indicating that they would vote for a non-major party candidate. I think the Kanye West news about his efforts to get on the ballot was just developing as our survey was in the field, so that may not be fully realized here. But it's almost certain to be a smaller share of voters who go for third parties this time than 4 years ago. And that will, I think, complicate things for Trump. He did not manage to win a majority of the vote, so 50% of the vote in any of these states. And without third parties in the mix in a significant way, he will probably need to do that to win the popular vote in all three places.
Barry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
Barry Burton is a political science professor at UW-Madison and director of the Elections Research Center. He talked to us about the center's latest battleground state poll, which shows Joe Biden with a lead over President Trump in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.